man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed, we can. Welcome to the show, folks. This is your country folk in North Dakota, James Kelso. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on June 20th, 2023. And I'm going to do the best I can in tonight's show with one ear that's working fully, and the other ear just got out of a swimming pool, and it's full of water. So it might drain during the show, but I'll trust my left ear, which is dry. Let's see. As you can tell, this is a live program, and you're welcome to call in if you feel so inclined at 512. That's your Round Rock, Texas area code. 248-8252. Now, if one of these evenings I recite the number incorrectly, just call in with the correct number, which you have tattooed on your forearm. 512-248-8252, and you can join the show. Well, there's some big and beautiful events today. The first being Tucker Carlson Episode 5, released today. And so we'll listen to a bit of that. And then Donald Trump has some great stuff today. Let's start with Donald Trump. Go over here to my usual stomping ground. I mean, just post after post after post. And if you're not reading truthsocial.com, you're missing the fun. It's an amazing, amazing place. Who knows how big it is now? Let's see, how big is Donald Trump's following? He's got, his following is 5.44 million followers. So he's headed towards 6 million followers on Truth Social. And think about it. It's our own social media. It's our own Twitter, our own YouTube, our own Google, our own Facebook. It is our own. And if my memory serves me, Donald Trump may own 80% of it. Ooh, that's nice. Wonderful. In order to get this thing up and running, he didn't have to go the route of, you know, selling off almost all the interest in the company to financiers, you know, maybe only keeping 10% for himself. I don't like that, if were that to occur, because now where's the control? I want the control in the hands of the orange man himself. And with an 80% stake in Truth Social, the orange man is in charge. It's exactly what we want. No possibility for backstabbing or perfidy. So let's go there now. Let's, and if my voice sounds a little strange, if I get a little, as a radio host, you rely on the hearing your own voice on your headset. So in theory, I'm hearing what you're hearing on my headset. And you need that. That has to be a good audio. So I was just swimming with my 11-year-old boy in a beautiful Olympic pool up here in North Dakota. blazing hot in the air and nice and frosty in the sun-heated swimming pool. Just beautiful. But some of that water is still in my right ear. Donald Trump, let's hit refresh here. And because he's a minute by minute, he's putting stuff up. All right, so an hour ago, he put up a beautiful graphic. Trump was right, big giant graphic that covers the whole your whole screen. Trump was right. Right about what? Everything. It's in the graphic. And then he says this. This is a post he made back on June 6th. He said, they'll hit Hunter with something small to make their strike on me look, quote, fair, unquote. Nothing about these fascists is fair or honest. And then he says, fight. Now, he said that back on June 6th. Well, today is June 20th. And what was Trump right again on everything? What did they do today? They Trump was right. Biden pled out in an obvious prearranged, stage managed plea. He pled guilty to misdemeanors, no felonies. No felonies for a Biden. Little misdemeanors. A little slap on the wrist, you know, a little spanky for you little misdemeanors. Bad boy. That's all that Hunter Biden gets. Nothing. He pled to nothing charges and got nothing punishment. And now the Justice Department is done with Hunter Biden. Isn't that convenient? How tidy. One of the worst criminals in the history of the United States, one of the most unethical, immoral, disgusting. The Biden family is putrid, disgusting. Jill, James, Hunter, Joe, moral filth, as well as being slobs and stupid. They're all morons. They're all cut utterly corrupt, utterly unpatriotically, un-American, treasonous, every one of them, to the marrow of their bones. You know, a little misdemeanor for Hunter. And what is that? That's to make them look, well, see, we spanked Hunter Biden, so now it's your turn, Donald. Now, put your head in this noose over here. Or if you prefer, stick your head over here on this guillotine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right over the basket, please. See how fair we are? A little justice for the Bidens, and now a little justice, maybe a little bit more for you, Mr. Trump. He puts up, Donald Trump today puts up a post put up by Tulsi Gabbard on Truth Social. Tulsi Gabbard, one of our heroes. She says, the bottom line is that we have a sitting president using the power of federal government to indict his political opponent before a presidential election. This could be the final nail in the coffin of our democracy. You could also say of our republic. How about of our civilization? Every American, regardless of political affiliation, must condemn it. Hear, hear, Tulsi Gabbard. What's next? Those are the first two posts by the president. Utterly inspiring, brilliant. His third post, he says, I'm going to be interviewed by Bret Baier, who is a Bret Baier. Oh, what a hopeless case Bret Baier is. I think he has some good patriotic instinct somewhere underneath all of the layers of sellout to Fox. He wants to hang on to the job. He wants to be some. He wants to be Mr. Big. And according to Tucker Carlson, with the ladies who run Fox, apparently, I guess you have to score with the Murdochs, James, Lachlan, and Rupert. But apparently there are some ladies there. You have to score with them, too. So Brett's making his best effort at that. And it's kind of pathetic watching it, watching somebody do a slow sellout. Then the president says, this is 3 hours ago. So now this is not his prediction anymore. He's reacting now to the events of today, which was the Hunter Biden setup. He says in all caps, a sweetheart deal for Hunter and Joe as they continue their quest to get Trump, Joe's political opponent. We are now a third world country. Yeah, that's what we are. Did you ever find yourself feeling sorry for the people who live in Guatemala or Honduras? Did you find yourself feeling sorry for the people who live in South Africa? Venezuela? Well, you don't need to feel sorry for those people at all now. Just feel sorry for yourself because you now live in Venezuela / Honduras / Panama. You live in a third world country. Then there's the next post showing who Donald Trump is paying attention to. It's an interview done by Steve Bannon. So Donald Trump, remember, Steve Bannon was Donald Trump's right-hand man in 2016. And in 2017, in the Oval Office, it was still Steve Bannon. Then, as happened to a number of the best patriots in Donald Trump's circle, including Lieutenant General Two Stars Michael Flynn, the creeps, cowards, pukes, what does he call them? He calls them Marxists. Oh, mutants. The mutants, like Merrick Garland. Is he a mutant? Wouldn't you say so? Is he from Planet Bong? Where is Merrick Garland? Where does a creature like that originate? How about this guy, Mayorkas? What is this guy? He's not an American. He's not any kind of, he's not my countryman. He doesn't resemble anybody I ever grew up with. Mayorkas, what is this guy? Who gets on TV and says, the border is under control. The border is well organized. Our immigration laws are all being enforced. He says that with a straight face. So this is now Steve. Well, what happened to these people? These people close to Donald Trump who were patriots, the Mayorkas, how about this guy? Bill Barr. These people insinuated themselves, glad-handed their way into the Oval Office. Made happy talk with the president, pretending to be on his side, pretending to admire him, on and on and on. Very good acting job, like Mike Pompeo. What's his name? Pompeo? Mike Pompeo. He insinuated himself into the trust of Donald Trump. And of course, he's out there now slashing away. A two brute? Yes, Mike Pompeo stabbing Donald Trump in the back, which he always hated Donald Trump. But these people then sabotaged Donald Trump's true friends like Mike Flynn, like Steve Bannon. They were sabotaged, and Trump took the bait. Man is not omniscient, doesn't pretend to be, and is certainly was never omnipotent, that's for sure. He took the bait. He let Steve Bannon go. He let General Flynn go, and a few others like them. But that was then. So anybody that grabs onto that is some kind of a, you know, if that's your reason for not liking Trump, that's no good. Because that was then, this is now. Donald Trump now, I'm looking at Donald Trump's thread. He's quoting Michael Flynn. He's quoting Steve Bannon. He's rebroadcasting Steve Bannon. He's putting up Tucker Carlson. All the true patriots are clearly in the highest esteem of Donald Trump. Now, that's what counts, now. So Steve Bannon is reporting on, go there and look. It's a fantastic story. Let's, in the limited time we have, let's go to the epochal event that occurs every time a Tucker Carlson episode is released, and one was released today. Episode 5. Let us go to it now. Let me find it here. My high production value studio here. I'm making hand signals to all of my lovely assistants who are scattered about the building here, running errands for me. And running all of the mainframe computers here that I operate. Let's find it here. Here he is. This is Tucker Carlson today.
It's Tucker Carlson. This spring, word began to circulate in Washington that the House Oversight Committee, under its new chairman, Congressman Jamie Comer, had discovered criminal behavior after reviewing thousands of pages of the Biden family's bank records. Now, publicly, to the extent they responded at all, the White House dismissed the investigation as, of course, politically motivated. In any case, irrelevant. Hunter Biden was an adult, so his business dealings had nothing at all to do with his father, in this case, the President of the United States. But in private, everybody understood it wasn't quite that simple. There has long been overwhelming evidence that Joe and Hunter Biden's financial lives are not separate at all, but deeply intertwined. On Hunter Biden's laptop, there's a suggestion that the two of them even at one point shared a bank account. And of course, Hunter Biden wrote himself that he kicked back cash from his foreign business deals to his father. He wrote that bitterly. So the Oversight Committee's investigation was potentially a disaster for the White House, a scandal, possibly even the prelude to criminal charges. So in order to get ahead of all of that, Joe Biden's handlers did the one thing they could do. They set up an MSNBC interview to preemptively whitewash whatever Jamie Comer might find. Here's the result of that. This aired on May 5th.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Now, folks, the lady interviewing Joe Biden there, I promise you. Well, I'll tell you what I promise right after this break. Stay tuned.
Do you? you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Sing it, Merle. All right. The hump and get it. You know, while you're humping and getting it, you know, take a look at the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org, where you will find, I was just listening to that fine promotion for the Valcombe Vault of Gold, and also noticing, I saw a link here for the La Tresor de Sierra Madre, the treasure of the Sierra Madre, the unforgettable film, in, which has the, you know, this just a choice moment where the bandito is talking to Humphrey Bogart in, I think, a 1937 movie. What a movie, the Treasure of the Sierra Madre. You know, it, they'll cancel it. Don't worry. They'll make it go into the memory hole because it's so, oh, it's so racist. Oh my goodness. Oh. Children should not be allowed to see this movie. It was such a, was playing in every theater in America. And that's when there were theaters everywhere in America and everybody went to the movies and they were wholesome movies. But there's that moment where the bandidos encounter Humphrey Bogart, who's he's mining for gold in the Sierra Madre. And he's behind a rock with two of his Americano buddies. And there's like about 10 or 20 bandidos. And they say, we are the mounted police. Throw down your guns. We are the mounted police. And then Humphrey Bogart says, if you're the mounted police, where are your badges? And the bandito, flashing his grill of gold teeth and his bandolero full of big bullets, he's under his sombrero, he says, badges? We don't got no badges. I don't need no stinking badges. that's such a great moment in that movie. It's so true to life. Anyway, the Biden administration, Mayorkas, Garland, they don't need no stinking badges. They don't need a stinking constitution. They don't need no stinking due process. They've got corrupt judges, corrupt juries. They got it all. It's all set. It's all rigged. Show trials. Jerzynski. Stalin. The Third World. Anyway, check out on the homepage. You got the Sierra Madre gold you can buy. You've got wild pastures. Wow. That's the kind of meat I eat. Wild pastures, pork, chicken, and beef that's healthy. It's not injected with mRNA injections. And it ranges free on pastures. And then there's American Freedom News right there. Look, you can't go wrong subscribing to American Freedom News, put out by my old buddy, I hope he's listening, Don Wassel, there near Pittsburgh, PA. And I'm sure Don will be doing all human being can do to help prevent the steal, which will be attempted in Pennsylvania for sure. Pennsylvania will be crucial. So, all right, let's go back to Tucker. Here we go. Tucker, where are you? Here he is. Resuming. Brand new today. Episode 5 of The Greatest Living Journalist. Hands down. Best journalist in the world. Best reporter of reality.
Okay. Time for the master class. For free, you can audit it. Here it goes. Sir, showing appropriate respect, says the shill. There is something personal that's affecting you. Note the wording. Personal, not of public concern. Nothing law enforcement might be interested in.
Oh, I was going to tell you what the woman who asked those questions. I promise you, she sat in front of a mirror in her bathroom for hours rehearsing that question for Joe Biden. It had to be letter perfect, the intonation, everything. The eyes had to be perfect. She rehearsed that. We got a little break coming up here, but we'll get back to Tucker, and I won't blab away so much. We'll listen to Tucker right after the break.
The truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand.
Let's interrupt Tucker Carlson to hear from Neil in Massachusetts for a short call. Neil, what's on your mind?
Hi, James. Thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of coming out of left field. I just got home from work a little while ago, and I'm in Boston, Mass, and I'm from here, and I'm almost 50 years old. Like, I turn 50 next week. Like, and so...
And what, Neil, what's on your mind?
So listen to me.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the weather on the news, on, like, the mainstream news, like, the local news. And for all my life, the day before summer starts is, like, this is the day before summer, right?
Okay, Neil. Hang on. So, we're not going to live that long, Neil. I love you, brother, but you're interrupting James, Tucker Carlson to tell us about the weather in Boston.
No,
that's okay. But have you got James, have you got some pertinent, aside from biographical details, have you got some current event thing on your mind?
They're calling it the solstice now.
Okay, Neil.
That's what
Neil.
I'm trying to tell you.
Neil.
They're changing the language.
Yeah. Neil, this is a news and political events show. So you have to come in with a thought that has to do with those things, especially as they pertain to Donald Trump. So I'll give you one last chance to form a declarative sentence, possibly a question, that pertains to Donald John Trump. So there you go. The microphone is yours.
All right, thanks. I guess Donald John Trump still likes vaccines, and he wants us dead.
Okay, very good, Neil. Very good. Nice try. Nice try, but no cigar. All right, let's go back to Tucker Carlson. By the way, every word from emanating from Neil's mouth a moment ago was a falsehood, and he was trying to do two things. Chew up radio time of a Patriot show. This is what people working for the left do. And he was then also wanted to get in a nice knife in the ribs for Donald Trump. All right, let's go back to Tucker Carlson. But, you know, it's fun to watch that. You saw me picking it up, detecting it, and then having a little fun with it.
Yeah, but personal, a sad family tragedy. That's the framing. And then this, a sentence choreographed to the letter. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. Got that? Well, there's no tie to you. So the answer is, in fact, in the question. Whatever Hunter Biden goes down for, and we know he is going to be charged because MSNBC said so, but when that happens, that's Hunter's problem. It's got nothing to do with Joe Biden. Rest easy, America. 5 days later, the Oversight Committee released its findings, and they were, in fact, devastating. Quote, bank records show the Biden family, their business associates, and their companies, their many companies, received over $10 million from foreign nationals and their related companies, the committee wrote. Investigators had, quote, identified payments to Biden family members from foreign companies while Joe Biden served as vice president and after he left public office. So actually, there was something there. It was a scandal. Racketeering, money laundering, wire fraud, those are some of the crimes the Bidens seem to have committed, in addition, of course, to selling out the United States for cash. So what would happen to them? Well, Donald Trump had an idea, quote, they'll hit Hunter with something small to make their strike on me look fair. Trump wrote that about 2 weeks ago, and it turned out those were prescient words. This morning, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to pretty much nothing. Biden pled to two misdemeanor tax evasion charges, then entered a diversion on a federal gun charge. That's it. As far as Merrick Garland's Justice Department is concerned, Hunter Biden is done. There was no pre-dawn raid carried live simultaneously on CNN. There was no perp walk, no handcuffs, no press conference. Above all, there was no felony. Hunter Biden, who broke federal gun laws, can still carry a gun. It's like it all never happened. In fact, the Justice Department just baptized Hunter Biden, a lifetime of sins washed away in an instant. It was a secular miracle. Most miraculous of all, Hunter Biden somehow escaped a FARA charge. FARA is the Foreign Agent Registration Act, and it is exactly what its name suggests. Under federal law, if you are acting as an agent of a foreign nation in Washington, you are required to register with our government to let everybody know. Well, for decades, pretty much nobody in Washington did register under FARA, and precisely no one was ever prosecuted for it. No one. But starting several years ago, the Justice Department began sending people to prison on FARA violations. The official explanation was, we're cracking down on foreign influence in Washington. And of course, privately, everyone in Washington laughed. They knew that was absurd. In fact, it's the opposite of the truth. Foreign powers have never had more power in Washington. Their agents are everywhere, in every federal agency and throughout business, down to and including in executive positions at various social media companies. The Biden administration knows all of this, and it's not a problem. In fact, it's their policy. from the administration's perspective, the concerns and the demands of, say, the Chinese government, or particularly the Ukrainian government, are far more important than the needs of American voters. We're cracking down on foreign influence. Please. The point, the only point of enforcing FARA after decades of ignoring it, is to harass and imprison high-profile political opponents. Trump donor Elliot Broidy pled to a FARA violation a few years ago. So did Trump campaign manager, famously Paul Manafort. He went to prison. Last year, the DOJ went after Trump confidant Steve Wynn under FARA. But in the end, the Biden administration overreached so comically that the whole thing was thrown out by a judge. But they tried. So as long as they're trying, if it was a fair system, Hunter Biden would be first on the list of those next to be charged with a FARA violation. In fact, many of them. Hunter Biden was a foreign agent. He never registered as one. But for years, that's exactly what he was. He sold access to his father and other lawmakers to the Chinese and the Ukrainians and countries throughout the world. There's no debate about that. The FBI has known about it for years. For years, they've had possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. But they didn't charge him for it today. They never will. Why? Well, you know the answer. Hunter Biden has good genes. A more interesting question, though, which is another question the feds will never consider, is what does Hunter Biden do for a living now? This is a man with no obvious job and, of course, zero skills. He spent midlife smoking crack. Yet somehow he's managed to live pretty well despite rising inflation. He's been living in big houses in the costliest residential neighborhoods in the world. He's been paying a stripper baby mama $20,000 a month in child support. And he has retained a team of the most expensive lawyers in the country who spend quite a bit of time sending threatening letters to anyone who asks questions about how they're being paid. We can confirm that firsthand. So again, what does Hunter Biden do for work? That's a fair question. And tonight we have the answer. For years, Hunter Biden was an influence peddler. Now, Hunter Biden is a self-actualizer. He self-actualizes for a living. He gets in touch with himself, his feelings, and he follows his muse. Here he is explaining his new vocation in a 2019 ABC News interview.
This is new.
Yeah.
Studio.
Yeah.
But now he's opening the doors to a place never captured by a paparazzi's lens, his refuge, an art studio where he finds solace in painting.
What's the goal eventually?
No goal. That's the perfect part about it. It literally keeps me sane.
His refuge, far from the paparazzi's lens. In other words, we're not the paparazzi, we're ABC News. What's the goal of this? Your refuge. There's no goal, he says, grinning with those fake teeth. It just keeps me sane. But actually, there was a goal. And if you didn't know what a virtuous person Hunter Biden was, you might think it looked a lot like money laundering. 2 years after that interview, Hunter Biden was selling prints of his art. And to be clear, just the prints, not the, quote, art itself, but effectively photocopies of it for $75,000 a pop. Apparently, Hunter Biden moved five of these repros in just days. That's $375,000 in less than a week for signing copies of your fake art. As for the paintings themselves, childish self-indulgent blots, those sold for $500,000 a piece. But the question is, who bought them and why? It'd be interesting to know. There's a story there for sure. But of course, we have no right to know. There's no public policy implication. It's not like Hunter Biden's finances have anything to do with his father's finances. Meanwhile, once his father did become president, corporate publisher Simon & Schuster lined up as well to pay Hunter Biden's bills. According to news reports, Simon & Schuster gave Hunter Biden millions of dollars for his highly selective account of his wholly unaccomplished life. And then the publisher lined up brainless celebrity endorsers like Dave Eggers and Stephen King to promote it. King, who apparently will say anything if it helps the party, called Hunter Biden's silly manuscript a, quote, harrowing and compulsively readable memoir. And then Stephen King described Hunter Biden himself as beautiful. Needless to say, the book sold miserably, but Hunter Biden got to keep the millions, and that was the point. And so on. This kind of thing apparently happened a lot. Again, there seems to be a story here, and we think it's probably worth learning a lot more about it and bringing it to you. In the coming weeks, we will.
Now, you know, just to put a little break in here, I don't like to interrupt Tucker Carlson. He's such a genius. Any of you that have studied rhetoric or could maybe fill me in on, Tucker Carlson is the world's best at some rhetorical devices. Is it irony? What is the name for the rhetorical device he uses over and over again, where he pokes at the truth and he feigns, there's no deception. He mocks. Is it mockery? He's an incredible satirist. What are the rhetorical devices that he's using? To anybody who's really studied this question, if someone were studying this, not at an American university, which have all gone into the toilet. You can't learn anything at an American university. But somewhere, somehow, somebody is studying something, and rhetoric used to be a great subject and used to be studied in earnest. All right, let's go back to this genius of rhetoric. He's right in line there with H.L. Mencken, with Mark Twain. Who are the great satirists of all time? Tucker Carlson is at the head of the class.
In the meantime, though, the question is, what can we learn from Hunter Biden's plea deal today? First off, the obvious. For the children of the people in charge, there are no penalties. There are only upsides. They're princelings. They can do what they want. You are not. Therefore, you can't. So don't get any ideas about cheating on your taxes or violating federal gun laws unless you want to celebrate next year's Father's Day through the glass in the visitor's room. The rules definitely apply to you, including rules you don't yet know exist. But there's also a deeper lesson here, a more disturbing one. What we're watching through Hunter Biden's life and through the Biden administration now entering its third year.
Now you can hear it. He's building to a grand point. He's going to amplify the story of Hunter Biden. I mean, I'm listening to this for the first time with you. Most of you are probably hearing it for the first time. Came out today. So he's about to make a really tremendous point. You can feel it coming. Here it comes. I don't know what it is, but the anticipation is great.
Is the total inversion of virtue.
There it is. The total inversion of virtue. Tucker does this. He gets to the big point. He doesn't get tangled up in the underbrush. He jumps right. He takes the small and moves it to the big. And then he stays on the big. The total inversion of virtue. That's a new phrase. I haven't heard that. This man is not just a journalist. He's an American philosopher, a thinker.
What was once considered admirable is now derided as stupid, if not racist. That would include achievement, intelligence, honesty, self-control, humility. Those are features of the old America. Those were yesterday's virtues. They are gone.
That's all too white.
In their place, all that we once considered contemptible and repulsive, we're told to worship that now. Here's a small example, but we think a revealing one. In addition to his many other sins, Joe Biden has hired what has to be the single dumbest, nastiest, most dishonest, most ridiculous person he could possibly find for the very public position of White House press secretary. There's a point to it, of course. It was a humiliation exercise. It was designed to degrade the country and dispirit the rest of us. That's the White House press secretary. Shut up! But here's the thing. The White House press secretary herself has no idea why she's in the job. She thinks she's amazing. Here she is in a clip we just saw.
A year in this role, there's been a couple of things that has made me incredibly proud. Many things.
Start right with that. There has been a number of things that has made me very proud. Well, grammar isn't one of them.
things, many things that made me incredibly proud to be at that podium during this historic moment. Again, this is a historic administration. I'm a historic figure, and I certainly walk in history every day.
I'm a historic figure? Imagine saying that. I'm a historic figure, but she does. And she says it in a burst of sincere self-congratulation, marked by her signature bad grammar. Illiterate, but proud. Of course she's proud. Karine Jean-Pierre is now a historic figure, just like Hunter Biden is now an important artist. It makes you feel stupid for going to work.
Folks, that's once in a lifetime genius. It makes you stupid for feel stupid for going to work. What a closer. And we'll close our show with it. Perfect timing. We've got one more segment left.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back, folks, with only moments left in the show. Let's close with the Orange Man himself. I use that as a term of endearment. I love the Orange Man. I love... So let's listen to him. This is him today. This is agenda item number 47. He's made 47 agenda videos on what he will do when he lands in the Oval Office on day one. 47 videos. How many of us have watched all of them? I think I may come close. But the man is a phenomenon. He is a tornado. All right, so here he is. I'm in the midway through this. We'll have time here just to hear a couple minutes of his latest agenda for us. Very detailed, very knowledgeable about things. How many of us in the audience, how many of out there feel you could give a two-minute talk on the presidential power of impoundment, the history of it, what it is? I couldn't have done it to save my life. I couldn't have done it 5 minutes ago. Donald Trump has just taught me more about the impoundment power than I ever knew. So let's listen in. This man is a genius. His breadth of knowledge is phenomenal.
To stop inflation and slash the deficit, to prepare for this eventuality, on day one, I will order every federal agency to begin identifying large chunks of their budgets that can be saved through efficiencies and waste reduction using impoundment. Of course, this will not include national defense. And unlike Ron DeSanctimonious, who doesn't really know what's happening, I will not lay a finger on Medicare or Social Security. He wants to destroy Social Security and basically obliterate Medicare. These are benefits for our seniors. We are not going to touch it. There are many other things we can do. We're not going to let Ron DeSantis do anything to hurt Medicare or Social Security. On the contrary, some of the funds we save through impoundment from other parts of the government can be used to strengthen Medicare and Social Security for years to come. Reasserting the president's historic impoundment authority will also restore critical negotiating leverage with Congress to keep spending under control. Very simple. We're going to keep spending under control. We had it done, and then COVID came in, and we had to do some things to help save our country. We did a great job, but we were starting to make lots of money. We were energy independent. We were going to be energy dominant. We were going to be taking in massive amounts of money from the liquid gold that we have under our feet more than any other nation. And we were going to reduce taxes and pay off debt. This is the only way we will ever return a balanced budget impoundment. Just as importantly, bringing back impoundment will give us a crucial tool with which to obliterate the deep state.
Well, we're going to end right there. That was a little brilliant little moment from Donald Trump on impoundment. Now you know something about it. He knows a lot about it. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday. We'll be back together tomorrow, Wednesday, here in the Trump Clubhouse, marveling at the Trump phenomenon. See you tomorrow.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You can't have- handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle